Today's daf is Brachos Daf Chav Ches. We left off in Daf Chav Zayin and Beis, five lines before the end of the page. We are in the middle of the story. The Gemara was telling us in the context of the Machlokas whether Tfilas Arvis is Rishus or Tfilas Arvis Chover. Rabbi Gamliel held Chover, Rabbi Yeshua held Rishus. And in the context of that discussion, Rabbi Gamliel was Mitzair Rabbi Yeshua. And the Chacham finally had enough. He said this is the third time that he's being Mitzair Rabbi Yeshua, that he's embarrassing Rabbi Yeshua. So they decided to take away the Nesius from Rabbi Gamliel. But once they took away the Nesius, they had to figure out who they're going to hire as the new Nasi. So, Ma Nokim Lei, five lines on the bottom. So, who should we establish in this place? Nukmin Rabbi Yeshua. Should we establish Rabbi Yeshua? Should we give him the position? Well, Baal Maisahu, he was the one, he was the reason that Rabbi Gamliel lost the position, and that's rubbing it in a little bit. Says Rashi, Vavle Rabbi Gamliel, Tsar Tfei. That's going to cause too much Tsar to Rabbi Gamliel. So, because you're taking his nemesis, the reason that he lost the position and putting him in place. So, Nukmin Rabbi Akiva, should we maybe put Rabbi Akiva in place? Dilma Anishle, Dilasa Zuchus Avos. You always have to be concerned that maybe the lack of Zuchus Avos is going to make Rabbi Akiva susceptible to an Onesh from Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is going to look askance at Rabbi Akiva as the one who took over his position, and that's going to, and he's going to have the ability to harm him in some way because Rabbi Akiva doesn't have Zuchus Avos to protect himself. Elon Nukmei the Rav Lozer ben Azariah. So they said, let's give Rav Lozer ben Azariah the job because he has all of the qualities one needs for this job. What are those qualities? Du chacham vu ashir vu asiri le Ezra. He's a wise man. He's a wealthy man, and he's very miyuchos, 10th generation from Ezra. Hu chacham di makshi le mefarikle. Being a wise man, very important. When asked questions, he has to be able to answer them. Vu ashir di isle vfluchel be kesar avu azul falach. And the fact that he's wealthy will help him. A lot dealing in the political arena. And the 10th generation from Ezra is very important because the Zuchus Avos will be a protective, will protect him. So they finally went to Rav Lozer ben Azariah. They said, we want to offer you the position. Do you want to become the Rosh Yeshiva? So instead of jumping out the opportunity and saying, yes, of course, and then later telling his wife, by the way, I got a new job today, he said, first I need to consult with my wife. So he went to discuss it with his wife. So the obvious point over here is this is a din lahalacha. It's not just a nice thing that he had such a lovely relationship with his wife that he would they would ask her. Martzchiz points out in the name of Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz, he says Hagon Moreinu Rav Yonason Zal Biarus Tavash Pirish Diminadino Yitzaruch Litol Rishus Meishto. It was a halachic requirement. The Kaimelan Chamar Venasa Gamal Tzaruch Litol Rishus Meishto. If a person has a change in occupation, he was a donkey rider and he becomes a camel rider. So then he has to take get permission from his wife. So the reason is because the chi of ona is different for these two professions, and whenever there's going to be a change in the way the household runs, that's not what she signed up for. When he got married to her, she was expecting a certain lifestyle, a certain expectation, and now it's going to change, so he has to get her permission as well. So says Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz, in the name of Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz, v'nei onas talmud chacham mishabbos l'shabbos. An ona of talmud chacham is once a week. Va'onas nasi mevor bavas Rabbi Nasan to mechodesh l'chodesh is once a month. So once there's going to be a change in ona, and it's not dafka probably a din in the ona per se, but ona in the broader context, meaning the time he's going to be available and he's going to be home and he's going to be around to provide her with company and to help her out in the house. So anyway, so he had to. So there's a halachic requirement. He had to go ask his wife. So Amrlei, she said to him, we're at the top of Chav Chesam and Aleph now. Dilma ma'avrilach. What's the point? You're going to take this job, and who knows how long you're going to last in the job. Maybe they're going to fire you tomorrow. Some of the time, or maybe they're going to feel bad, they're going to want to bring Rabbi Gamliel back, as in fact happened, as we'll see at the end of the story. So she had the pikchus, the wisdom to see where this is heading. Yes, right now it's very exciting, but think about what this is going to mean in the future. Rabbi Gamliel didn't, he's not gone, he's still around. So he said, you know what? I know. know that it's only temporary, but still, isn't it better to use very expensive glass once and then the next day have it broken than to never have used it at all? So to be able to experience to be the Rosh Yeshiva, even if it's only for a short time, might be worth it. So she said, but you have another problem. How are you going to command any respect? You have no white hair. That day he was 18 years old. It was his 18th birthday, apparently, on that day. So that's why he didn't have any white hair on that day. Now the Mefarshim in the back bring from all of the different versions of this story that you find throughout Chazal that they all have slightly different details. That the Yerushalmi has a different age, and there are Midrashim that have a different age. That he was 16, he was 17, he was 18. You have all different details. But one of the things Maritz Chayes points out is Umin Madis Shami Nisa the Rabbi Elazar ben Azari Gedishe Royal Nasius did know the Darshan Leo Zaken from the fact that that we see that he had to look older. We see that a Darshan should be a Zaken, and that's Hotzi Rambam Zaldvar Bilchus Tshuva Parakdal at Alacha Beis. That's where the Rambam gets in Hilchus Tshuva the following line. The Rambam writes Lefichach Tzarich Lahamid Bekol Kalu Kalmi Yisrael Chacham Gadol V'Zaken V'Yirei Shemayim. That you have to set up a Darshan who's a Chacham Gadol and a Zakein. Where does he get the idea that he has to be a Zakein? The Darshan, the Baal Musar, has to be a Zakein. So you get it from this Gemara that he needed this Nase so that he would become a Zakein. So anyway, Srachash Le Nisa, a Nase happened. Vahad Le Timni Srei Dari Chivarta. And he had 18 rows of white hair grow in his beard. So that was the miracle that occurred to enable him to get the position. Hainu Dukam Rav Elazar ben Azarya, Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana, Velo Ben Shivim Shana. And that's what Rav Elazar ben Azarya says, I am like 70 years old, but he wasn't actually 70 years old. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah is at the end of the first parak of the Masechta, where that line of Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana, the Drush of Ben Zoma, where that comes up, the Rambam says, how did he become an old man? Unbelievable how the Rambam, the Gemara says, and this happened. Says Ram Pirush Mishnayis. Masham Rav Elazar ben Azarya Areni Kiven Shivim Shana Vlomar Ben Shivim Shana Kilo Haya Ben Shivim El Tzair LiYamim Haya. He wasn't 70. He was young. Vayamar Belishnos VeLilmo VeLikros Yom VeLaila Ada Sher Toshash Kocho VeNizruka Bo Seva. The Chazar Kazakin Ben Shivim Shana. The Rambam says he learned so hard, he worked so hard in his learning that he became weak from the Torah that he learned, and he looked older than he was. He was worn down. That's how hard he was working in his learning. The Rambam shying away from saying that it was just Stam and Nes. He doesn't like to, always likes to give a logical explanation for everything. So he worked so hard till he looked like he was 70 years old. And he says, and this wasn't a punishment because Vayas Chalas Haseva Beretzono, but. Based on this Gemara, he wanted to look old, so it was something that was quite welcome by him, but nevertheless it was based on his efforts in Talmud Torah. Tana also Yom Salku L'Shomer HaPesach V'Nasal Lehem Rishos Talmidim L'Kanes. So he taught that on that day they took away the guards from the Beis Medrash and they allowed all the Talmidim to enter into the Beis Medrash. Now that Ram Gamliel was no longer in charge, Shei Ram Gamliel Machruz Yomer Kzurim Ram Gamliel was in charge, he used to announce and say Kol Talmud Shein Toch HaKabaro Lo Yikarnis the Beis HaMedrash, that any Talmud who's not inside and outside the same should not enter the Beis HaMedrash. Hahu Yom Yitosu Kamas Hafsali. So that day a whole bunch of benches were added to the Beis HaMedrash. Amar Rabbi Yochum Pligiba Abba Yosef Ben Tosai V'Rabbanan Machlokas Abba Yosef Ben Tosai and the Rabbanan. How many benches? Chadam Ritosu Arba Meyas Hafsali V'Chadam Sheva Meyas Hafsali. One says they had to add 400 benches, the other one says they had to add 700 benches. Enrollment was up so much in the yeshiva. Hava Kachol Shadaiti Ram Gamliel. So Ram Gamliel got very upset because he was thinking the whole time I was in charge, look how much Torah wasn't being learned because of my exclusive admission policies, and now look how much more Torah is being learned. 400 extra benches, 700 extra benches. So Amar Dumachas Shalom, Menati Torah Mi Yisrael, maybe I held back Torah from Klal Yisrael. Achsule Bechal Mechatzvi Chivri Demaliam Kitma. So he saw in a dream white jugs that were full of ashes, meaning as a way of showing him that, yeah, they look good. These guys that are learning in the yeshiva, they look good. They dress right or whatever. They talk a good game, but they're full of ashes. They're not really they're not really worthy. Velohi, but the truth is that was not a good excuse. Ha'ili Yisuvei Daitu Huda Achsule. They only showed him that in a dream because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Ram Gamliel to be mitzari, didn't want him to be upset. But really, Ram Gamliel's admission policy was not the correct policy, and it was was much better to have all those extra benches in the Beis HaMedrash, meaning the volume of Talmidim makes a difference as well. It changes the whole atmosphere of the Beis HaMedrash, and it allows more Chidu Talmidim, people to talk and learning with each other and get more ideas, even if not everybody is exactly the highest caliber of Talmidim. Tana Edios Bobi Yom Nishnas, and on that day, the day Rav Gamliel was no longer in charge, the day Rav Elazar ben Azariah took over, that day Maseches Edios was taught in its entirety. And anytime they say that on that day we taught, it's always referring to that day. It's referring to this particular day. There was no halacha that was left hanging in the Beis HaMedrash that was not explained on that day. And even though Rabbi Gamliel was going through a very difficult time over here where he lost his job and you would think he'd get depressed and he'd stay away from the Beis HaMedrash, he wasn't mevatel a moment of Torah for it. I remember when Rav Asher Weiss was in Lawrence a few months ago, so someone asked him questions about balancing financial pressures and Talmud Torah, and he said that he had invested his life savings, I guess with Madoff or with some, and it was all gone overnight, mamish all gone, and he said, I can tell you I was never mevatel a second of Torah because of it. So that's the mail of Rabbi Gamliel, that he was never mevatel a second of Torah, his whole career just went down the drain. Because we learned in the Mishnah on that very day, Bo Bayom, and we always know Bo Bayom means that day, Yehuda Ger Amoni came to them in the Beis HaMedrash and he said, am I allowed to marry a regular Jewess? Rabbi Gamliel said, Asrata Lava Bakal. Rabbi Gamliel was there and he was answering Shailas. He says, no, you can't. Rabbi Shua said, they were at it again. Rabbi Shua said, it's mutter for you to marry in. This week's parasha, he says, what do you mean? It says, Beferish, Lo Yava Amoni Mavi Bakal Hashem. You think the Amon that we have today is the same Amon? The Moav that we have today is the same Moav? Sancheir Melchash already came and mixed around all the nations. The French aren't the French, the Italians aren't the Italians, the Amonim aren't the Amonim, the Moavim aren't the Moavim. Everyone was moved around all over the place. We mentioned on Shabbos, this is one of the justifications that people give for great Jews who have lived in Mitzrayim over the years, because maybe the whole issue of living in Mitzrayim is only when the Mitzrayim are there, but once Mevalbel Kol HaUmos, once all the Umos are mixed around, so then the Mitzrayim aren't the same Mitzrayim. We just pointed out that doesn't really work for the Rambam, because the Rambam quotes this idea of Sancheir Mevalbel Kol HaUmos, but the Rambam also quotes the halacha that a person is allowed to live anywhere in the world he wants, except Mitzrayim. That's one place in the world that you're not allowed to live. So the Rambam passes out la'alacha, even though Hassan Khair was mevalbel kol umos. But either way, so that's where Rabbi Shua's taina was. Shenemar v'asi gvul asamim v'asi dosem shosasi va'orid ka'avir yoshvim. They're called the parish miruba parish. And therefore, any given person, you can assume, comes from the majority. And the majority of the world are not really from Ammon. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to assume that this guy is a real Ammoni. So Amar lo Rav Gamliel, v'alok v'arnem. But don't you know the pasuk says that the Navi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to return Ammon to their original place. Rav Gamliel says, I believe that has already happened, and therefore Ammon found its way back to their original place. He says, what are you talking about? The Navi also says that Klal Yisrael is going to return back to Eretz Yisrael. Has that happened yet? What would make you think that Ammon would return to their land before we return to our land? Miyadi tiru lava bakal. Rabbi Shua won that argument, and they were right away. They were matrim lava bakal. When the Rambam quotes this idea that kvar avad zichram, that we already lost that's when sancher of valbal kol umos. The Rambam says it about the zaynamim. He says that we have a din that we have to kill out any of the zaynamim that are Eretz Israel. So we have to so that din no longer applies because kvar avad zichram sancher of valbal kol umos, and therefore we don't know who these people are anymore. That din doesn't apply. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, I think, quoted from Rav Chaim that the Rambam carefully does not say that when it comes to Amalek. He never says Kfar Avad Zichrom, and therefore the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek doesn't apply anymore. So Rav Soloveitchik said in the drasha that maybe the biur is that Amalek is not tally on genealogy. It's not tally on who exactly you come from. Amalek is a din in a hashkafa, that whenever there's a nation whose national hashkafa is the destruction of the Jewish people, that makes it that they have a din of Amalek. So even though Amalek isn't around anymore, because Kvar Avad Zichron, Batel Zichronim, we don't know, Mevabel Kalumos, they're mixed all around, but the din Amalek may still apply. And even though Rav Soloveitchik said this in Drasha, Rav Shechter pointed out a lot of people thought he was just darshaning, but he said it alacha l'maisa. He thought that it was usher to take, I don't think there's anyone else that held this way, but he thought it was usher to take war reparations from the Germans because it's getting hana from the nechasim of Amalek. He thought the Germans had a mamish, a din of Amalek, a full-fledged din of Amalek in that generation, perhaps in our generation, or whatever. Amar Gamliel, hol v'hachiyava ezel v'afaisa l'Rabbi Yeshua. So Rav Gamliel says, so you know what, let me go be mefais Rabbi Yeshua after all this time. So kimata l'beisei, or not after all the time, it was the same day, kimata l'beisei chazinu la'ashisa d'beisei d'mishkaran. So when he got to Rabbi Yeshua's house to go be mefais him, he said that he's noticed that the houses of the walls of Rabbi Yeshua's house were all blackened. So he said, I could tell from the walls of your house that you're a pachami, that you're a blacksmith, because otherwise, why are the walls of your house all darkened? So it's unclear from the Gemara whether he meant that literally, but it sounds like he was questioning why his house was in such disrepair. The Rambam in Matnas Ani in Parakir Alacha Yud Ches says you should know that not all the great chachamim of in the Gemara, in the Mishnah and the Gemara, were rabbis, were professional rabbis. Most of them had jobs. Many of them worked for a living. And the Rambam says, "Gedolei hachachamim hayu misham osei abarzel v'hapachamim." He says, amongst the gedolei hachachamim, you had blacksmiths. And the Kesem Mishnah on the spot says, "Brachus chavches." This is where he gets the idea, because Rav Gamliel says that it must be pachamiyata. So amelo oylo ludar shata parnaso shiata yodei b'tzarin shel tamid chachamim b'mahem isparnasin v'kamehem nizah u'bamehem nizonim. He says, "Woe unto a nation that you were in charge of this nation, and you don't realize how people live. How the Talmid Chacham have to struggle to make a living, that you're so shocked at the disrepair that you find my house in, that it just shows how out of touch you are." He says, so Ramulia says, "I know I made you feel bad. Please be mochel me." Lo ashkechpe, he didn't want to be mochel him. Asei b'shvil kavod abbas. Ramulia went with his yichus. He said, "Do it for the kavod of my father." P.S. Rabbi Shua says, "Okay, sold. I forgive you." Amru, man nezel v'lemu l'rabbanus. Says, "Okay, we better inform everybody else that Rabbi Shua has now forgiven Rabbi Gamliel and that they made amends. So who's going to go tell the Rabbanan that this happened?" Amru lu hu koves anazilna. So a certain koves came and said, "I'll go." So by the way, the Beis Abba, the Rabbi Nissim got on the side of the Gemara, says, "V'haid amalei asei b'shvil kavod Beis Abba, klomer b'shvil Hillel hazakein, zikeni shayim izera David." That he was saying in honor of Hillel hazakein. That was the Beis Abba that he was referring to. So anyway, this Koveh said, "I'll go, I'll take care of it." A laundry guy was going to be the hero. He was going to be the one to tell everybody that Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua were okay with each other. Shalach Rabbi Yeshua l'bei midrasha, mandalavish mada yilbush mada, mandalolavish mada yemerle the mandalavish mada shalach mada v'ana albushay. So Rabbi Yeshua sent the following message. The person who wore mada is the special clothing that would be worn by a person in a very high position of authority, he should be the one that goes back to wearing that special clothing of the Nasius. Does the one who never wore the special clothing of the Nasius, meaning Rav Gamliel had this in his family for years and years, so he should be the one to continue this. The one who never wore that special clothing should take it for himself and say, "I'm going to wear it instead of you." Amalu Rav Yekiva l'Rabbanan, Troku Gali d'lo leisu avdi Rav Gamliel l'tzar l'Rabbanan. So Rav Yekiva realized they were going to have a rabbi's meeting, and he didn't want outside pressure during the meeting. So quickly, lock the doors of the Beis Medrash. We don't want the Rav Gamliel's people to come in and start causing us trouble while we have this conversation. Am Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua also said, "Mutav de'ekum ve'ezel anal gabayu." I should probably be involved in the conversation over there because I was the Bal Maisa. So it would be very good. So Asa Tarif Abava, he went and he knocked on the door. Am Le, Maza ben Maza yazav, v'shein lo Maza v'lo ben Maza, yomel lo Maza ben Maza, me'mecha me'ma'ara, v'efarcha efer Efer Makle. So the one who had the zuchus of being maza, the Efer Parah Aduma, the Kohen, who had the opportunity to be maza, to sprinkle the ashes of the purifying ashes, he should be the one that continues to do so. V'she'enu lo maza v'lo ben maza, but someone who doesn't have that in his blood, who is not the one who would sprinkle the ashes of the Parah Aduma, so he should say to the one who always did, that your waters are mei ma'arar, like cave waters, your Efer is Efer Makle, it's a Efer from the bottom of ovens, and it's not really Efer Parah. I mean, he should say that what you're using is pasul, and we can't use it anymore. The purifying effect, probably the idea of using a mushel of Efer Parah, is that that's the ultimate mitaher, right? It's the ultimate mitaher, the ability to purify somebody, and that's what Torah is. Torah is the ultimate mitaher. So that's Rav Gamliel's position. He was a teacher of Torah. He was the one that sprinkled the Efer of Torah on people. So his Torah should become pasul, and he should be told that by somebody who doesn't have any history like he has. Amla Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua, Nispayastas. Rabbi Kiva says, one question, Rabbi Yeshua, are you Nispayas? Were you made to feel comfortable? You're okay? So Kluma Sinu El Bashil Kvodcha. We only did this for your own covenant. If you're okay with it, of course, it's fine. We'll bring him back. Lamachra Niva Ata Nashkam Lepisco. Tomorrow, me and you will go and we'll reinvite Rav Gamliel back. Amr Hechi Navid. They said, but what do we do about the fact that we already have someone in the position, Rav Lozer Ben Azariah? So what should we do? Navrei, should we fire him? Kamiri, Malam Bekodesh Vein Moridin. The halacha is Malam Bekodesh Vein Moridin. This isn't the normal context of Malam Bekodesh Vein Moridin. Normally, Malam Bekodesh Vein Moridin is about a Cheftza Shal Mitzvah that you can't turn, let's say, an Arn Kodesh into a table in the Beis Medrash or something, even though that's also a good thing for wood to be used for a table. You don't go down in Kedusha, but over here it's about a person also, a guy in the din in the Gavra, that he should only be moving up in the world. So what should we do? Nidrosh Mar Chada Shabbata, Mar Chada Shabbata. Should we have them split it? They should split the job of the Reish Masifta, Asil Kanuye. Then there, it's not going to work. One is going to be jealous of the other one. There's no clear head. It's not. It's a recipe for disaster. El Lidrosh from Gamliel Tasa Shabbata, Yivar Blaz Ben Azariah Chad Shabbata. So the way that would work, it is 3 out of 4 weeks. Rav Gamliel with Darshan, and Rav Elazar ben Azariah with Darshan 1 out of 4 weeks. V'haynu d'amar mar, Shabbos shel mi ha'isa, shel Rav Elazar ben Azariah ha'isa. And that's why sometimes you'll find that they'll ask, whose Shabbos was it? And say, oh, it's Rav Elazar ben Azariah Shabbos. Because not every Shabbos was his Shabbos. Every Shabbos would be a drasha, but not every Shabbos would be the same person. 3 times would be Rav Gamliel, 1 time would be Rav Elazar ben Azariah. V'osa Talmud. Now go back to the beginning of the story. We didn't even read this today. We read yesterday that this all started with a Talmud who asked from Gamliel whether Tfilas Arvus is, asked Rabbi Yeshua whether Tfilas Arvus is Rishus Ochova, and Rabbi Yeshua said Rishus, and then that same Talmud went to Rabbi Gamliel, and Gamliel said Chova, and he said, oh yeah, well, Rabbi Yeshua said Rishus. Who was that Talmud? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Hava. That was not Stam a Talmud, that was Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Fine. V'shal Musafim Kol Yom. Musaf, we said you could daven all day long. Amr Rabbi Yochanan v'nikra posheya. In Machlokas in the Mishnah, how long do you have to daven Musaf? So Rabbi Yudel, you only have ad sheva sha'os. You only have until the first 7 hours of the day. Rabbi Yudel says ad sheva sha'os, but the Rabbanon hold, Tanakama holds you have all day. Nevertheless, even though he holds you have all day, still v'nikra posheya. If someone actually takes all day for Musaf, he's considered to be a posheya. Rav Salvechik raises the following suffix. When we say that you're nikra posheya, if someone delays musaf so much that he's nikra posheya till later in the day, is that because there's a special kiyum of davening musaf before 7 hours of the day, even according to the Rabbanan, that's mana kol yom, but there's an extra kiyum of getting it within 7 hours of the day? Or maybe no, this is just part of the general din, Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvahs. It's not a special kiyum in musaf, this is part of the general halacha, Zrizim Akdim in the mitzvahs, that you should do things as early as possible. Nafkamina, by other tefillos, if someone is davens mariv very late at night, is he nikra posheya? So if it's a general din's reason, yeah, he should be nikra posheya for davening so late at night. But if it's just a special kiyum in musaf, that there's a special maila of musaf within the first 7 hours of the day, so there's no special maila of mariv earlier in the night as opposed to later in the night. So he says it's clear in the Rishonim in our sugya that if you look at Tosas, for instance, over here, halacha mispal shel mincha v'archa mispal shel musaf, Tosas says that we should be careful not to be marich b'piyutim at Shachris on Yom HaKippurim, because we don't want to finish Shachris after 7 hours of the day on Yom Kippur, because if you're Messiah Shachris after 7 hours of the day, people, you're going to end up having to daven mincha before Musaf, because the Gemara is going to say soon that when you have mincha and Musaf, it's the Zman for both. So tadi v'sheinu tadi tadi kodem, you're going to end up having to daven mincha before Musaf, and then you're going to be considered a posheya for delaying Musaf. So that's why you shouldn't daven too long of a Shachris on Yom HaKippurim. So says Rav Soloveitchik, it's muchach that the reason you're a posheya, even according to the Rabbanon, is that there's a special kiyum of Musaf within 7 hours. Because if it were an issue of Zrizim Akdimin, we don't say that it's a violation of Zrizim Akdimin if you were busy with another mitzvah the entire time. Meaning being marach b'piyutim, you're busy with Shachris. It's not like you're sitting at home watching television. You're busy with Shachris the entire time. You're doing something. You're doing a mitzvah. That's not a violation of Zrizim Akdimin. Zrizim Akdimin is where, as soon as you're done with the last mitzvah and this mitzvah presents itself, then you have to do it. But not if you're you continue with another mitzvah and you're doing it in the best possible way. So you see from here that it's clearly a din in special kiyum of Musaf within the first 7 hours. So it's not a din in Zrizos. And L'chora, you could prove that from the Rambam as well. The Rambam, third paragraph of Tfila, Lachay, writes, Tfilas HaMusaf in Zmana Achar Tfilas HaShachar at Sheva Shos Bayom. Musaf should be after Shachris until 7 hours of the day. And if you spell Achar Sheva Shos, Afal Pisha Pasha, Yotzi Yidei Chavasim, Nesha Zmana Kal Yom. Even though you're Pasheya, you're still Yotzei. Where else does the Rambam tell us that if you don't do the mitzvah, Zrizin Magdim the mitzvahs, you're still Yotzei? Of course you're still Yotzei when you don't do Zrizin Magdim the mitzvahs. That's the Zrizin Magdim the mitzvahs is a maila, a kiyum, a great thing, it's a wonderful thing, mitzvah min amuvchar, but of course you're still Yotzei. Why does the Rambam have to point out that even though you're posheya, you're still Yotzei when you dav musaf achazai and shows? It must be this isn't stam medin in Zrizin Magdim. This is more than Zrizin Magdim, there's a special kiyum of davening musaf early. Tan Rabbanan, so we have the Brice, we mentioned it yesterday, we mentioned it again today. Person has two tefillos in front of him to daven. He's got mincha, he's got musaf. Mispal shal mincha v'achach mispal shal musaf, shezu tadira v'zu ena tadira. You should daven mincha first, then musaf, because mincha is more tadir than musaf. Rabbi Yudah Amar, mispal shal musaf v'achach mispal shal mincha, shezu mitzvah veres, shezu mitzvah she'en overes. And Rabbi Yudah says, no, the mitzvah overes wins. Musaf is something zman is going to be gone earlier. You're going to miss out on the opportunity, so better to daven musaf first and then to daven mincha first. Rav Soloveitchik raises the following suffix: this din of mitzvah overes kodemes, that you do a mitzvah overes earlier. What's the pshat and why we do a mitzvah overes earlier? Is it because we're choshesh on the mitzvah overes since its time is up sooner? You're more likely to miss it and you'll lose out on the mitzvah entirely. Or maybe no. Maybe the fact that something's a mitzvah overes means that it's a more chashuv mitzvah. It puts it on a higher level. It's a more beloved mitzvah. It's a more chashuv mitzvah, and that's what gives it a certain maila to come before something else. So Soloveitchik points to Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Tes, very well known Gemara. B'mitzvah ad shlish. The Gemara says that when it comes to spending on mitzvos, you spend ad shlish. So my shlish, what does it mean? Ad shlish, up until one third. Ilema shlish beso, the Gemara says, if it means you spend one third of all your money, of all your assets, on a mitzvah, el me'ati, yisrami le'tos mitzvahs, le'esu l'kuli be'esei. So then if you have three mitzvahs to do, you're going to have zero money left. You're a millionaire, but you got to spend a third of your money on each mitzvah. So you get three mitzvahs, and that's it. All your money is gone. You can never do anything. You can never spend any money ever again until you make more. So Tosus says, mashma de, Tosus on that Gemara, Baba Kama, mashma de insurk levazis kol mamono, kede liknos esrog. He says, you don't have to spend all your money to buy an esrog. Apparently it was an issue. People were overspending on esrogim. You don't have to spend all your money to buy an esrog. Afilu lo yimtza bepachos, even if that means you're not going to find an esrog at all. Even if it means you're not going to be able to have an esrog at all. Vihi mitzvah overes, and even though it's a mitzvah overes. Va'afilu shlish beso mashmud lo mechayiv, even shlish beso, we see that you're not chayiv to spend. So certainly not all your money, not even a third of your money. And not only that, hamvazuz al vazuz yosu michomish, Tosa says. You're not even supposed to spend more than 20% of your money on any given mitzvah, including an esrog. But you see, what's the havamina? That because it's a mitzvah of eres, you should spend a lot more. You spend shlish beso or kol mamono. So it's clear from Tosos that the havamina is that a mitzvah of eres would allow you to spend more than a chomish nechassim. So it sounds like the chashivus of a mitzvah of eres is not a din in kedima, because maybe you're going to be posheya and you're going to forget it. Because what does that have to do with spending money? The amount of money you spend has to do with the chashivas of the mitzvah, that this is what makes it a more chashiv mitzvah. So you see from the, almost from a passing comment of that Tosus from Baba Kama, that the idea of mitzvah veres is not only a chashash that you're going to miss out on the mitzvah, it's a din in the chashivas of the mitzvah itself. So that's the issue of mitzvah veres. Now the Magen Avraham writes, in Siman Reish Pei Vav, if a person is samach l'chashecha and he doesn't have time, it's almost shkia, and he doesn't have time to daven both mincha and musaf, so what do? Says Magen Avraham, daven musaf, because mincha you have tashlumin by mariv, you don't have tashlumin by musaf. So if you miss out on musaf, you're never going to make it up, but mincha you have tashlumin. So the Beis Meir over there says that it's a milsav de mistaver, but it's against an afni Yerushalmi. That the Magen Avraham says makes sense, but it's against the Beferish Yerushalmi. Rav Yashiv says, I don't think it makes so much sense. Forget about being against an afni Yerushalmi. He says, Dvar of Kashim Yisvara, Hare tashlumin ain't the milas tefila bezmana. Tashlumin is a b'diavad when you don't get tefila mitzvah tefila bezmana when you're doing a tashlumin. So you should be mafsid tefillah b'zmana of mincha when mincha is more tadir, and you're going to lose out on the real way to do the mitzvah tadira just because you have some bare bones way of making it up later. So not so mistaver. Rav Yashiv is not so thrilled with that Magen Avraham. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Vayitu in the Gemara about 7 lines into the very wide lines. Halacha mispal shal mincha varchach mispal shal musaf. The halacha is we daven mincha first and then we daven musaf. Meaning, if you delayed musaf till the time that you can daven mincha, then you daven musaf after mincha. And that's what Tosafot says. You got to be careful on Yom HaKippurim to make sure that you get to musaf before it's zman mincha. However, Tosafot quotes that the Ri says, Eino tzarech, that it's not so necessary to make sure Shachris goes quicker on Yom Kippur. Dadakam Shayspal Tfilsa Mincha Kodem, Hainuk Shayshalas Shach of Shayuchal Spal Tfilsa Mincha Bizmana, Vitzarech Spal Shnehem, Miyad, Gon Shayla Leilch Lesuuda Gedola, Kamalini Sunim, Sarisham Yimshach Pusudas of Shayshtaker, Avalm Hailo Shusl Spal Achet Fils Musa Tfilsa Mincha Bizmana, Eino Lakhim Tfilsa Mincha, Eli Spal Kseid Musvachach Mincha. Sounds like Tosafot is saying that the ideal man for Mincha is Mincha Gedola, not Mincha Katana. So when we say that you have to daven mincha first, it means that if davening musaf first is going to push mincha back to mincha katana territory, that's when you daven musaf first. That's when you would have to daven mincha first. But otherwise, if you're going to still be able to get mincha in mincha gedola territory, then you should still daven musaf first. That's what it sounds like from Tosos. Even though he doesn't use the terms mincha gedola, mincha katana, I can't imagine what else he's referring to. Rabbi Zeru kev chalad back in the Gemara. Rabbi Zeru kev chalad shmigirse hava azl v'yasav apiskel dvei Rabbi Nasan bar Tuvi. When Rabbi Zeru was weak from his learning, when the learning was overwhelming for him, so he would go and stand by the doorway of Rabbi Nasan bar Tuvi. Amri ki chalfi rabbanon az ekumi kamei v'akabul igra. He said, at least when the rabbanon walk by, I'll stand in front of them and I'll get schar for standing, because they say v'takum v'darta p'nei zaken is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So at least I'll get a mitzvah d'oraisa because I can't focus in my learning. So both in the Hagos of Rav Shaul Katz and Ellenbogen in the back of the Gemara, it's printed in the back of the Gemara, and in Rav Yashiv and many other Achronim, they ask, isn't it a Beferish Mishnah of Avos, Alti Ukav Adam Amisham Shemes Rav Al Menas Kabul Pras? What does he say? V'akabul Igra, I'll go and do this mitzvah. Why? Because I want to serve Hashem. I'll get Tzchar. It's good to get Tzchar. I'll accumulate Tzchar. So Rav Yashiv suggests that maybe the idea of that you shouldn't be like an Evan Amisham Shemes Rav Al Menas Kabul Pras is only when it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. But when it's a mitzvah kiyumis, when it's a mitzvah you don't have to do, but you're going out of your way to put yourself in a position to do that mitzvah, maybe then you're allowed to do it al menas lekabel pras. He quotes in the footnotes from Rav Dan Segel that he said that's why it's al tu ka'avadim Hamasham Shas Rav Kavadim, meaning it has to be an avoda that's like an eved does, that you have no choice, that you have to do. That's when you can't do Al Menas Kabul Pras. When a person chooses on their own to do it and puts them in a position, then you can even do it Al Menas Kabul Pras. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Nun Ches Sif Yud, the Shulchan Aruch writes, even though the shear of Netilas Yadayim, when you wash your hands, for Asuda is Biravius, Yosef Litol B'Shefa. You should take as much as you can, as much water as you can, because Rav Chista once commented, I took fistfuls of water, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me min HaShemayim Tova Meloch HaFnayim, fistfuls of Bracha. So what do you mean? He's also Shalol L'Shema. Rav Chista is saying that he did this, he's also Shalol L'Shema, just because he wants the fistfuls of Bracha, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch is recommending we should all do. So the Kaf HaChaim quotes from the Pesach HaDvir, dafka dvarm shu chayiv b'midina. Yeah, because you're not chayiv to take all that extra water. The fact that you're doing it, that you're dafka taking all of that extra water for nitilas yadayim, you're allowed to do al menas l'kabel pras. So they said, it says in the Shum Rav Yashu, they told Rav Yashu, they said, baruch shekivanti, there's emes who borrowed this chilik between someone who's doing a mitzvah chiyuvus and mitzvah chiyuvus. So nafak asr Rabbi Nosson Bartuvi amalei manam alach v'medrasha. So Rabbi Nosson Bartuvi was walking by, so he said, who said that alach over today in the Beis Medrash? Amalei halchem Rabbi Yochanan alach Rabbi Yudam mispal adam shalmos v'achak mispal shalmincha. He says we paskin that Rabbi Yochanan said we paskin not like Rabbi Yehuda who says that yidav musaf and then mincha. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan amra. So he said Rabbi Yochanan said that. Amalei in. He said yeah. Tanamina arban zimna. So he had him teach it to him 40 times. Amalei chadi ilach or chadis ilach. He says, why are you so excited about this? Is it because it's the only thing you ever heard in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? It's chadda, it's the one thing? Or it's just such a chiddush to you that you want to hear it over and over again? He says, it's a chiddush to me because I thought Rabbi Shua ben Levi said it. So I'm happy to hear that it was Rabbi Yochanan said it. That's a chiddush to me. Rabbi Shua ben Levi come the spell to feel the Shalom Safan Lachar Shava Shaos. The Rabbi Yehuda Allah Vakas of Omer, Nogi Mimoi the Safti Mimachayu. That anyone davens Musaf after 7 hours of the day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk says bad things about him, that he's destroyed and afflicted by delaying the time. My mashma dahai nogei lishna de tavrahu. Where do we see that nogei means broken? Because in the targum Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef was the master of targum. He was blind, so he couldn't say psukim anymore because he had dvarim shabasavi atarash shalom and balpe. So he was a master of targum. Tavra asi al sanei and the beis yisrael ad achruz mani muad de birushalayim. That the brokenness came to the beis yisrael because they delayed the time of musaf in Yerushalayim. Amr blazer come spell tilus shel shach b'sachar arba sholz Rabbi Yehuda. Allah v'kasom nogim mor da safti machayu. That anyone davens after 4 hours of the day. Shachris, according to Rabbi Yehuda, again the Chum held you're allowed to daven Shachris till Chatzos, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, again it's in violation of this pasuk. My mash medai nogei lishon tsaruhu. Where do I see that nogei is a lishon of tsar? Tchsiv dolfa nafshi metuga, metuga of sadness. From Nachum Bar Yitzchak mehecha, b'slosa nogos v'marla, certain sense of bitterness of tsar with the word nogos. Rav Avia and I'm based now top of him based. Rav Avia chalosh v'losa the pirkei Rav Yosef. Rav Avia got sick once and he didn't come to the shir of Rav Yosef. L'marco. So the next day when he came, Abaye wanted to calm Rav Yosef down because Rav Yosef might have been insulted that Rav Avia wasn't there the day before. So he wanted to clear the air and have Rav Avia explain why he wasn't there, that it wasn't anything personal, it's not that he doesn't like the shir or anything like that. So Amalei, my time lo samar lepirka. So he said, hey, why weren't you at the shir the other day? Amalei, davacholosh libayi v'lo matzina. He says, I was sick, I couldn't make it. By the way, the Magen Mishnah and Hilchos Shabbos Perachav Gimel Alach Yates writes, Darkam Hayishayu Dorshim La'am B'Shabbosos Melamdim La'am Chukei Elokim V'Torosav. That it was the Derech to Darshan on Shabbos, and it's the Toalas Gedola that everyone should come to the Drashas on Shabbos. Afilu Alachacham Gedolim Hayaharav Makbid K'Shalayu Boim L'Shmoa Dvarav. The Magen Mishnah says, obviously referring to this Gemara, even the greatest of the Chachamim, the Rabbanim were Makbid if they didn't show up to the Drasha. When the greatest Chachamim don't come to the drasha, even that was considered to be a terrible avla. So Amalei, Amai lo tamta midi vasisa. So he says, okay, you weren't feeling well. Why didn't you eat something and come? It would have made you feel better. Amalei lo savla mar lo hadrav ravuna dam ravuna asul aladam shitam klum kadam shispal tefil some musafin. Don't you hold that of what Ravuna says that you're not allowed to eat anything before musaf? Amalei bayilei lemar letzlius lusud musafin biyachad v'lito midi v'lemesi. So he says, here's what you should have done. You should have davened be musaf. Then eaten something and then come. But don't you hold that what Rabbi Yochanan says that you're not allowed to daven earlier than the tzibur? No, that's only when you're in shul. But when you're home, you could daven earlier than the tzibur. It happens to be passing like neither like Ravuna nor like Rabbi Shimon Levi. Ravuna da amran. We don't pass like Ravuna that you're not allowed to eat before musaf. You are allowed to eat before musaf. You just have to make kiddush. There are poskim that say you don't even have to make kiddush. The Shari Tshuva quotes from the Eliyahu Rabba that you can eat before musaf a ti'ima, not a meal, but a ti'ima, even without making kiddush. We don't pass like that. We pass in that asalechol
called the musaf without kiddush. That you're allowed to eat before musaf, but it has to be with kiddush. Because Rabbi Shubin Levi, what does it mean we don't pass Rabbi Shubin Levi? Dam Rabbi Shubin Levi, kimin shegi as man tefilas amincha, asal olam shidam klum, kodem shespal tefilas amincha. That once he held that once the zman of mincha comes, you're not allowed to eat anything until you daven mincha. So we don't pass like that either. We hold that you're allowed to eat before mincha. New Mishnah, b'chun ben akana ha'i mespal b'knis, asal b'es medrash ubi tziyasav, tefila k'tzarim. B'chun ben akana, when he went in and out of the b'es medrash, he would daven a short tefila. Amulam, ma'am lakum le tefila zu. So they would say to him, why are you davening this tefillah? Amalam b'knisasi ani mispalel shalo yared dvar takal al yadi ubitziyasi ani nosin oda al chelki. When I go in, I daven that I should be successful and I shouldn't say something that's going to cause others to stumble. And when I come out, I give hodah that my chelek is miyoshe beis hamedrash. Tan rabbanim b'knisasi ma'u omer. So what was the nusach ha-tefillah? What did he say on the way in? Yihiratam ufnach Hashem elokai shalo yared dvar takal al yadi v'lo akashal b'dvar alacha v'yismuchu b'chavei. I don't want to be nichshal b'dvar halacha and have my friends celebrate about it, meaning that they'll rub it in, they'll be happy that I was nichshal b'dvar halacha. V'lo omer al tamei tar, v'lo al tar tamei. I don't want to say that something that's tar is tamei or vice versa. V'lo yichshalu chaveri b'dvar halacha v'asmach b'am. I don't want my friends to mess up b'dvar halacha and I'd be happy about that. That's what he said on the way in. Maritz Chayis over here quotes from the Chassam Sofer that he says, what do you mean? Yismachu b'chaveri. He says that the pshat is the Gemara in Bava Basra Kuflam Gimelam Beis tells us that Rabbi Elish was once about to paskin a halacha, and then Rava came in last minute and right before Rabbi Elish was about to paskin, pointed out that he got it wrong and that the halacha was not like he was about to say. So Rava tried to be Menachem Rabbi Elish, and he said, Ani Hashem b'ita achishena. That when tzaddikim need a Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately gives them a Yeshua. So don't worry that you were going to give the wrong halacha, the wrong psak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never would have let that happen. It's not that I saved you. Hashem put me in this place so that you would never give a wrong psak, so that people wouldn't be nichshal. So he says, that's the tefillah over here. Shalot tikashal b'dvar halacha v'yismuchu b'chaveri lachzireni k'mar Rava sheikh tziris Rav Elish. That's I don't want to have to come to that. That I should be first nichshal in dvar halacha and then have my chaverim be yismuchu b'chaveri, that they should be able to come in and save the day. I should get the halacha right in the first place. What did he say on the way out? I'm so thankful that I get to go to the Beis Medrash. Everyone else runs to Dvarim B'Teilim and I run to Divrei Torah. So Rav Eliyashiv points out, going to work is not Dvarim B'Teilim, Rav Eliyashiv says. It's that while they're working, all they're thinking about is Dvarim B'Teilim. That when you're doing work with your hands, you could be thinking in Torah also. We both work, but I get schar from my work. We both run. I'm running to Chayil Maba, they're running to Varshachas. Says Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, what's the imagery of running? Is that I realize that life is short. I realize that Yom HaMisa is creeping up on me sooner than you think. And therefore I'm always feel like I'm running against the clock, trying to chap a little more mitzvahs, a little more Torah, a little more. That sense of running is something that I always have in my life. When Rablazim got sick, two years ago, we're Goris Rabbi Eliezer. The Talmidim came to visit him. You taught us so many wonderful things that we're going to get Olam Haba through. So he said to them, here is my parting message. You should be careful about the covenant of your friends. And keep your children away from Higayon. What does that mean? Says Rashi, lo targilim b'mikra yosar midai, mishum d'mashcha. Don't have them learn too much Tanakh. We're mekayim that in spades, right? And you should have your children sit amongst the Talmidei Chacham. Ukshatim espalim, and when you daven, du'ul v'nei miyatim omdim, you should know who you're standing in front of. B'shil kach tiskel l'chayil maba, and then you'll be zoch l'chayil maba. Ukshchol Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai nitzu Talmidei v'vakro. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was sick, his Talmidei went to visit him. Kivin sharosam hiskalifkos. As soon as he saw them, he realized, sometimes, you know, the chola sees how everyone looks when they come visit him, and he realizes the end is near. So he started to cry. You're the greatest man. Why are you crying? If I was going about to meet a Melech Basar Adam, who today is here and tomorrow is in the Kever, that if he gets angry at me, it's not forever. And if he jails me, that's not forever. And if he kills me, that's not forever. And I can always calm him down with words, or bribe him with money. Aval became Yisibach, I would still be crying. V'achshav shemalichem asiluf ne'melch nochem lochem lochem baruch hu shulchai v'kayim li'olam lo'olmei olamim shem koveis alai kaso kas olam v'mosarni yisuru yisrael v'miseni misas misas olam v'eini yachol v'aisib v'dvarim v'lo l'shachlu b'mamon. I'm about to meet the melchem lochem where none of this applies. Everything he does is eternal. V'lo odel sheish l'fanei shnei drachim achashal gan eden v'achashal gan eden. And on top of that, I see that there are two paths in front of me. There's the path of Gan Eden and the path of Gehenim. And I have no idea which path they're going to be molech me on. I have no idea which path I'm destined to go on. V'lo efka, you don't think I should cry? Amar Rabbeinu Barchenu. The response is, okay, can you give us a bracha at least? So Amar Lam, Yiratzon Shteimor Shemayim Aleichem Kamar Basar V'dam. You should have as much fear of Shemayim as you do of Basar V'dam of people. Amar Latamid of Ad Kan, shouldn't we have more fear of Shemayim than we do of Basar V'dam? So Amar Lam, Levai. Halvai, you should have as much fear of Shemayim as you do of Basar V'dam. Teduk shadam over avera amr shlo yiran yadam. When a person does an avera, he hopes that that nobody sees him. Chavrusa always gives the mashal of that fear you have in your heart when you're driving and you see in the rearview mirror the sirens. You're like, oh, please drive past me, please drive past me, please not me. That amount of fear, just that something, those few months. B'shas p'tirasa amr lehem. Panu kelim ipnei atuma. At the time that he dies, he said to them, "Get rid of the kelim from here, because I don't want them to become tamei." V'chinu kisei l'chizkiyo melech Yudah shaba. And I see that Chizkiyo melech Yudah is coming to greet me, to be malava me, to the olam ha'emes. So prepare a kisei for Chizkiyo melech Yudah. Just one last thought of Salvechik had in the Rav Speaks. They published his drashas. Shnei drachim achash al ganeid v'achash al gehenim. Seriously, was he really concerned that he had the derech of gehenim in front of him? What are the rest of us going to say? So Salvechik says this all goes back to the Agadat Maseches Gittin, when he had one wish that could have been granted, and instead of choosing the Migdash, he chose Tein Li Yavne V'Chachameha, and that moment in his life always haunted him. Did he do the right thing? Because the other Tanaim weren't convinced that maybe he should have asked for more, maybe he could have gotten so much more, and that always haunted him. That one decision was the life's most important decision. He thought he never knew whether he's going to Gan Eden or Gehenna. Okay, Mitzvah, we'll pick up the mission tomorrow.